USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House of Representatives voted 407-23 to pass a resolution that broadly condemned hate and intolerance. All 23 no votes were from Republicans because it didn't condemn recent anti-Israel comments from Minnesota's freshman representative. President Trump discussed the issue outside the White House before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace.
President Trump signed Bibles at a church and took photos with tornado survivors on a tour of Lee County, Alabama, where 23 people were killed by storms last weekend. He praised the response by FEMA.
It's hard to believe, actually, and I guess the fact that we went helped a lot of people, but we saw things that you wouldn't believe.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett has been indicted by an Illinois grand jury on 16 counts in connection with allegedly staging a hate crime against himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
President Trump says he feels very badly for his former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, since Manafort was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison for tax and bank fraud. The Democratic vice chair of the House Oversight Committee, Katie Hill, says she can envision a scenario in which Manafort is given a pardon.
It starts to build more and more of this case to the American people of, like, what? Are we okay with this? Is this the America that we want to see?
She made her comments to CNN. The charges were unrelated to his work on Trump's campaign or the focus of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. As the once powerful Islamic State crumbles and its desperate fighters make a last stand in its final enclave surrounded by U.S.-backed coalition forces, its ideological leader is nowhere to be found. ISIS militants who have surrendered to coalition forces believe their leader has abandoned the struggle where his leadership is needed most. Fox News reports his absence is causing deep fissures within the crumbling terrorist organization. Philadelphia has become the first city in the U.S. to require most retailers to accept cash. Some business owners say handling cash is inefficient and invites theft. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A released leaker back behind bars, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Chelsea Manning back in custody after now refusing to testify before a federal grand jury. That grand jury in Northern Virginia is investigating WikiLeaks. Manning is the former Army intelligence analyst who released classified data to WikiLeaks in 2010. She was convicted of numerous crimes in 2013, but her sentence was then commuted by President Obama.
Stories continue to swirl around singer R. Kelly, especially in light of his explosive interview with Gayle King. Michael Avenatti, a lawyer retained by the parents of one of Mr. Kelly's girlfriends, says that R. Kelly was so controlling there was even a suicide pact with him.
Four separate prior victims of Mr. Kelly have independently told me that there was a suicide pact that existed when they were in his inner circle. Namely, that if Mr. Kelly told them to take their lives, they would have done it.
Kelly's life was upended last month in Chicago, where he was charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse involving four victims, including three who were ages 13 to 17. Smoking hookah tobacco negatively impacts heart rate and blood pressure, and connections have been made between smoking the water pipes regularly and increased risk of coronary artery disease. The scientific statement published in the American Heart Association's journal Circulation claims that hookah users inhale higher levels of toxic chemicals than regular cigarette smokers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.